Welcome to the Creativity Cafe for the creatively adventurous and the relentlessly curious.
We have inspiring conversations with creative women from all over the world.
I'm Paige Baldwinando, and I'm a creativity coach who helps people maximize their creative potential, and I'm also a writer.
And I'm Jordana Matsuda. I'm an illustrator on my creative journey, with Paige helping me along the way.
We're both long-term residents of Japan, a country bursting with creative energy that inspires us every day.
So go grab a cup of tea and join us in discovering new creative landscapes here on the Creativity Cafe. Hi, Paige.
Hi, Jordana.
So here we are, the end of season three. How are you feeling?
Oh, I loved this season. I loved the guests we got to speak to. I loved the themes we covered. I just thought it was an amazing season with so many brilliant people. How about you?
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's always interesting to get to this point and then look back at all the people that we've spoken to. And, you know, there's always some things that always, you know, connect us all, aren't there? But then I think, you know, as we've discovered, each season tends to have some similarities between the guests. Did you pick up on any of those things as you were looking back?
Yeah, thinking about this season, one of the things that stood out to me was this theme of risk-taking, you know?
And okay, yes.
Yeah, like the ways that we can take very small risks that feel they're risks, but they're relatively safe, right? They're no one else is watching. We can crumple up the paper and throw it away if we want. We can, you know, like risks that we allow ourselves to take where we're okay with sucking, you know, embracing the suck. I think those are so necessary to creative growth. And then there's like almost like concentric circles, like layers out of risk taking, where there's a little more and a little more and a little more until we get out to like a place of very bold risk taking, you know. And you and I have taken some bold risks in our lives, not least of which just picking up and moving to a foreign country across the planet where we didn't speak the language.
Yeah,
that was no small thing. But like I think all of these layers of risk taking have their place in creative growth, and it's something that I've seen just a bit, or I've picked up on, I've been noticing as I think about the guests from season three and the ways they did that.
Yeah, because it's interesting. I think like you said, there's some risks which are very bold and easy to recognize as risks. But I wonder how many of our guests realize that some of the things they did were risks because they were so small to start off with. It might not have felt like a risk, but, you know, by putting yourself in a new situation or a vulnerable kind of feeling, then, you know, they are risks that you're taking. And I think sometimes we only recognize the risks we take when we stop and look back at what we've done over the last however many years. Hey.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And every big, bold risk is made up of a bunch of smaller risks inherently, isn't it?
So true. So true. Yes. Yeah.
What's a risk that you've taken this year?
Closing one business. Yeah. In March this year. 2023, March 2023, I shut down a business I'd been running for 7 years, I think it was. Maybe right about 7 years. Yeah, and that was it was a big risk because that was an income stream that just stopped there. Yeah. but you know, sometimes, you know, if you listen to the world around you, you know when the time is to stop doing something. And I think that's one of the things that I've really become aware of, is what people are saying, what the world is saying. And it was time, even though it was risky, the timing was right to close that business. And I could have easily kept on doing it and earning that money, but spiritually it was just I wasn't in that place to keep going with that business. So that was a big scary thing to do,
Yeah.
actually.
Brave. It was brave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you? How about you?
Yeah, it's such a good question. Like, I think even just doing this podcast, honestly, has felt like a big growth opportunity for me. Having my voice be heard, allowing myself to be seen in this way, reaching out to people we don't necessarily know, to be guests on the podcast. It was a big step for me doing this and sticking with it and being as committed to it as we've been,
Yeah, it's interesting as just that. So, you're saying this is doing the podcast has been a huge area of growth for you. So, like the connection between risk and growth, do you think there's always a connection between those two things?
I wonder if I would use the word always. I wonder. I think that it's fair to say very, very, very often. Yes. Yeah, I think that growth is inherently reaching outside of what we know. That's by definition what it is, right? And I don't know that that always feels like a risk. It might sometimes just feel like you were saying with closing the business, like what needs to happen, Maybe we can't resist it. Maybe it's not something that we can put the brakes on, even if we want to. Whereas other time there's more of a conscious choice element to it, other times. But maybe it's both. Maybe it's like operating a heavy vehicle, like where there's all these different moving parts and you're in charge of all of them. And some of them slow you down and some of them speed you up and some of them, and some of them open you up, and there's all of this happening at the same time. So, yeah, to me, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but
No, good.
to me, very often it does feel like that, like a complex array of things happening at the same time that end up leading in the direction of newness. But I'm also very motivated by newness and I know not everybody likes change, but I love change. You? How do you feel about change?
Well, that's a good one. How do I feel about change? I to be it really depends. For me, if I think about my daily routine, I really struggle with change. But if I think about my life path on a, larger, looking from above, I love change. I don't like to keep doing the same thing. So it's a kind of weird feeling for me. I'm not the most, if you ask my family, I'm not the most flexible person if you suddenly change your plans. Do you know what I mean? Don't come and tell me we're going somewhere in half an hour. but in terms of my creativity, the things I love to do by myself, the things I want to do for the future, I'm always kind of changing what I want to do. I'm always looking for new things to be inspired by or exposed to. So yeah, change is a sometimes a complex one for me.
Right. There's a baseline stability, then maybe change is easier too.
A bit more than a baseline maybe. But but it is interesting the fit when you think about risk. There's some risks that we take knowingly, hey, and there's some risks that we're doing we don't realize, and there's some risks that we take because it sounds weird when I say it, but when the universe is kind of telling you,
Yeah, right.
and if you ignore that, then you're always going to have some regret. So I am interested by that element of the different types of risks that we take or don't take, or how we decide to, or don't have any control over. It's quite interesting.
Because it's also a risk not to do the thing.
Exactly. And that scares me more.
Me too. Yeah.
I always live by the rule of it's better to regret something you've done than something you've not done.
Yes,
That's
absolutely.
always my final question to myself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a good way of thinking about it. Yeah, because I think the thing is that's so important, that's often overlooked, is that action is really necessary for learning. You know, we can think all we want. We can like paddle around in the kiddie pool in our head all we want, but until we have done a thing and tried and seen what happens when we do, we can only know so much, you
Yeah.
know? And when we learn what happens because we have acted, then we get to start this process of trial and error and creating more and acting more and seeing what happens. And then, okay, this works, but this doesn't. And I like this and I don't like that. And all of those things are such important elements to growing as a person and growing as a creator, I think.
Yeah, it really is. Because you can speculate as much as you like, but until you actually go and do that thing, you don't really know, hey?
Right, yeah. And I think that's the thing about many of our guests this season that really will stay with me is that there has been a common theme for many of them of just like, well, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna see what happens when I do it. I'm gonna let myself be okay either way, no matter what happens. But there's a base level of trust to self.
Yeah.
And I think that is really valuable to have.
And there's also an element of I can't carry on like this anymore.
Yes, right.
Knowing that you can't carry on anymore in with that certain life, that particular lifestyle. Because sometimes that lifestyle is easy, but it's not what satisfies you or what drives you to, have a better life. That is a big risk that you're taking sometimes. Yeah.
Absolutely. Have you felt that creatively? Like you've thought, like, okay, here's what I know. And I think I might know the answer to this, especially with the evolution you've had this year. But, like, yeah, here's what I already know, but I'm feeling something new emerge.
Yeah, especially over the last few months, I've come to realize like illustration is like my illustrating things I know is kind of my safe space. I know that doing that work, I'm not going to have any strong emotional reactions. It's more like it's pacifying, it makes me feel comfortable, it feels easy, I feel happy when I finish because there's a very clear start and end. Whereas when I'm working more intuitively with kind of just more abstract kind of style, there is a sense of chaos to it. And it's a really conflicting feeling of this is really energizing, but also it brings up a lot of different emotions that I will never feel when I'm, drawing a landscape or, what have you. For me, for me personally, like that can feel quite overwhelming sometimes. So I sometimes just have to stop. And come back to it later. And that was for me, that's been the first time I've kind of had that feeling when I'm creating of not knowing when the start and end is of something, which makes me sound like a real control freak as I'm saying that out loud. I'm like, oh God, why do I need to know that? But there is something comforting for me, there's something comforting in knowing, okay, this is finished and now I can go on to my next thing. Whereas working in a very much 100% intuitive way, I never know where it's going to go, and I don't know when it's going to be finished, and that chaos doesn't necessarily sit well with me majority of the time. But then it's also really invigorating, so it's yeah, it's an interesting journey.
I mean, I think you're really putting your finger on something here with this because, yeah, there is this proximity to and intimacy with the unknown that is just a necessary part of a process like that. And there are times when we're like, yay, let's go, you know, and there are times when we're like, okay, I need a break. Like, I can't anymore for at least a little bit, you know?
Yes.
And I do think that that ties into everything we've been talking about in this conversation so far today, where there's moments of expansion that require almost like a heartbeat, right? Like there's a moment of expansion that requires a contraction for the next expansion to occur. You
Yes.
know? And in order to be able to maintain the ability to explore and expand, we do need to be able to turn inward again and come home again and be tired and rest.
Yep. Because it's a different energy when I think about the, for example, like an emotional risk versus a practical risk. Because when I think back to my business, when I closed my business down, that was a very much a practical risk in the sense of the logistics of it.
Yes.
And you can rationalize it out. Well, if I don't have enough money, then I can do this, and this instead. But if you're taking an emotional risk, you don't actually know what the outcome will be. You don't. Like, well, for me, I should say, I don't know what that emotional risk will be if, in the end. So, yeah, there is
There's
that element to it.
not. There's not necessarily a safety net there for you.
Yeah.
Unless you feel.
Oh, yes, unless.
I mean, unless you feel that you yourself are your own safety net in some way, you know,
Yeah.
you're going to be there for yourself no matter what, that you can handle whatever happens, you know. I do think that that's a big safety net, actually.
And I think that, that that's where, our, for each of us, our emotional creative journeys have similarities, but then also can be, different because everyone's at a different stage in that growth, aren't they? And some people may never, well, I shouldn't say never, some people might not ever feel comfortable to go to that emotional place because of the unknown risk. And to get to that place takes more self-awareness. And like you say, to be your own safety net. For me anyways, it takes, I think it takes some time. And that having good friends, like having you to, having you, Paige, to talk about these things with makes it feel more doable. And that's why community, we always go back to that, don't we? It's why community is so important.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And creative community is vital. And even just being part of like listening to something like this podcast, where you hear other creative people talking about their own experiences, where you're like, oh, so I'm not the only one this has ever happened to in the history of the world. This doesn't mean something's wrong with me. This doesn't mean I'm not a creator the way I thought I was. You know, it, like all the stories we can tell ourselves when we think we're alone, you know,
Yeah.
when we think I must be the only one in the world who experiences this because I don't see anybody else talking about it. When you have creative community, you realize, oh, it's normal actually. You know,
Yeah.
I'm not only not alone, this is part of the deal.
Yeah. And this is just a phase, this could be just a phase. This, you can understand what you're going through in a different way, can't you, once you start to talk to other people.
Absolutely. And it gives such energy and vitality, I think, just knowing, oh, okay, if this is just a phase, if this is just part of the process, that means, yeah, nothing's wrong with me and I'm on the path. I'm doing it, you know. I don't need to give up in self-defeat. I don't need to feel like, you know, I need to bury all my stuff and run away. Like there's no
Yeah.
the things we can, because we can really dig ourselves into a hole like that when we're by ourselves without creative companionship.
Yeah. When you don't have that community around you, be it in an office or be it, create other creative people, you can lose track of where you're going or, yeah.
And even if we do have a 9-to-5 job that's like completely unrelated to what we do creatively, where we feel like I can't be myself in that place, you know, I can't, like, it's not a help. in terms of what I want to do creatively, and in fact may even be a hindrance. I think that yeah, there's even more of a call towards being with other people and getting to hear about other people's creative experience, because that it can feel incredibly lonely. It can feel incredibly lonely. But not ever alone, you know.
As much as we're all different, we're all very similar at the
Yes.
same time.
Yeah. And truly, every season at the end of the season, part of what sticks out to me is that what we experience as creative hurdles is there's not that many of them, actually. Like, hear people talk about when we ask that question about creative hurdles or obstacles or whatever, what people do when things are not going the way they hope. So there's a lot of consistencies in those answers, and there's a lot of consistencies in, you know, the obstacle itself and in what helps people move past it.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
And hearing those things, I think, to me is incredibly motivating, because then it's like, oh, that's it? Like, you know, as opposed to it's this big, you know, scary, scary thing.
Yeah, especially those of us who have a tendency to overthink
Who,
things.
me? Are
Us? No, we never do that,
talking
do
about
we? Yeah, it's good to hear that, to have that, from our guests, that there's so often the hurdles, the way they get over the hurdles is quite similar, isn't it?
Yeah,
So,
yes. And
yeah.
yeah, just seeing people who are all over the world doing all different kinds of things, you know, all experiencing the creative process in a similar way, even if it looks different, you know, from their particular point of view, to me is illuminating and inspiring and invigorating. It just feels like, oh, great. You know, like
Yeah.
this. Doable. This is accessible. This is something that we all share as human beings. There is no person who's not creative. There is no
Yeah.
person who's not. And there's no person who doesn't come up against these obstacles from time to time. And it's just part of the process, and it means that, like, we can do it.
Yeah. Yes, I really hope that, for all the people who've listened to the episodes this season, they feel empowered to make that, take that big risk or the small risk, or just go for what they feel guided to do,
Yeah.
to trust that feeling, and listen out and look out for the signs around you that might be guiding you to a particular place, because they can be easy to miss sometimes when we get, stuck in the everyday hustle and bustle of life.
Yeah. And I also just so fervently believe, like, when something, when an idea or an urge or something like is creatively knocking on your door again and again, it just is such a joy to listen. You know,
Yeah.
it's a joy to open the door and invite it in and say yes to it. Truly. So, yes, we hope that you are doing that. We love hearing from you. We love getting to talk to all the guests we get to speak to. We love the creative community that this podcast has fostered, and we'd love to hear from you. So please do listen to season three if you haven't, and always feel free to get in touch. We love hearing from you. We love your questions, and we love just knowing what you're up to. So thanks to everyone who reaches out. It's just a joy to hear from people, isn't it, Jordana?
It is. And I often love when someone sends an email and we end up having like a little back and forth chat about, whatever topic it is that they reached out about. That's always fun to get to know the listeners on a slightly more personal level. I really do love that. So if you want to email us or contact us, you can either send us a DM on Instagram, or you can email us at the Creativity Cafe 21 at gmail.com, and let's chat.
Yeah. We will be back with season four in 2024. So keep a listen out for that and subscribe if you don't want to miss an episode. And yeah, anything else, Jordana?
I think that's it. Just looking forward to reconnecting with everyone in 2024.
Yes. Keep creating until then.
We were chatting for an hour and a half.
We could have kept going too.
We could chat all day and
All
still like have stuff to cover. We're ridiculous. We're truly ridiculous.
I love it. If you like the Creativity Cafe podcast, please subscribe and share it with other people who you think might like it too. Subscribing means that you never miss an episode, which means that we get to share all of these delightful conversations with you, knowing you'll get to hear every single one. You can subscribe by going to the show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and then just tapping on the plus sign or clicking on follow. It really helps the pod for you to do that. While you're there, if you'd be willing to leave us a rating and a review, we would love to have that too. We love to read what you think and hear your opinions, your thoughts, your feelings about the Creativity Cafe podcast. So please do go and leave us a rating and a review. Thanks, everyone.